Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And what shall we discuss?
Many things. So, I went to the camping and outdoor show and had a great day. Spent 4 hours talking to different campground owners, and they were so friendly and nice and helpful and everything, and I was feeling really good. And the next morning, I went in and got fired.
Excellent.
Well, that's what I thought, because I thought maybe this is, you know, I believe that this is part of the plan, that I had to lose my job then to give me a chance to get settled and used to it to prepare for the campground.
Excellent.
Is that true?
Yes. And I would express to you a tremendous acknowledgement, not fighting with yourself.
It's been challenging. It's, you know, it's so easy to go down that road. But then the next weekend I took a creative writing workshop, and it was so interesting because the people, the writing exercise, everybody was writing about their mother or their father. And it was a real aha moment, because I kept finding myself saying, she's not your mother. So, you know, I kept going back to you saying that I had worked through all that, but this seemed like a real acknowledgement that I was trying to be friends with Sharon to fix. Not being liked by my mother. And it was the same with Patricia. Attracting these women, trying to make them like me.
Substitute.
But it was confusing because you'd said that I'd worked through all that.
To a point. And in relation to what you were addressing to, yes. Is that to say that it is absolutely done? No. And this is the most common misconception that individuals express. They present themselves with a subject, an issue, or even a shrine, and they very intentionally, diligently, and successfully address to certain aspects of that and accomplish. Does that necessarily mean that it is entirely done? No. In very similar manner to addressing to an association, as you are aware in your experience now that yes, you can address to an association and you can actually be successful. Is that to say that aspects or triggers of that association will never present themselves again? No, they will. But you recognize them and you choose differently and you engage differently. And in relation to issues, those subjects also continue to present themselves. Will you eventually move into a position in which it will be similar to an association? In which, yes, the subject may present itself, but it will not be bothersome to you. It will not be influencing you, for you will recognize it immediately and understand what your choices are. Yes, eventually. But there are so many more layers in relation to issues than you will recognize initially. And yes, in each step of recognition and acknowledgement and accomplishment, will I be most definitely acknowledging you and congratulating you and expressing what you have accomplished? Of course. Yes, I will.
Well, I feel like I took a big chunk of that, and I think I'm done with that for a while.
I will also express to you now, presently, this day, I will offer this in our conversation. Your new wave has officially begun.
Oh.
You have chosen, yes, it is the religious wave, and it is officially begun now. And I offer that information to you, which I will expand upon subsequently.
Oh, sure.
Considerably. But what you are experiencing and what many individuals are experiencing presently is definitely related and associated with this new wave. One of the most significant aspects of this wave in the next step that you are engaging in shifting is genuinely recognizing attention differently. I will very much so acknowledge the accomplishments that you have expressed, for they are significant and many. Now is a time framework in this next step in shifting, which this wave will be facilitating, to move into alignment, attention with the energetic movement that you have already accomplished. In your terms, the inner work that you have done, the inner accomplishments, the energetic accomplishments that you have done in a manner of speaking, in your terms once again, have taken hold, have taken root. Now is a time framework to align your attention with that. What you pay attention to is very important. For what you pay attention to creates importance. And in many situations and subjects, what you are paying attention to may not be important to you, but you are creating it to be important by paying attention. This is a time framework to become aware of the significance of attention. It is the single most affecting factor of your perception. Therefore, it is very influencing. And in this initial time framework, I have already expressed that this wave is being ushered in with a surge in energy, which individuals are noticing, a heightenedness in energy. But in the beginning throes of this wave, it will be very common for individuals to be presenting extremes.
Well, I got that one down.
That will also include, to an extent, in varying degrees with different individuals, extremes in feelings.
And feelings are signals.
Correct. Very much so. And in this, in moving with this wave, your subjective awareness, in a manner of speaking, is on heightened alert. And therefore, expressing those statements and those messages to you more frequently. And in that, you may be experiencing the signals in more of an extreme.
More. I did really good with it. I moved through it that weekend, and I felt a little uncertain that weekend and a little sad, but I bounced back. And I think that when I lost my job, I felt that I moved through the threshold I'd been standing on for a while and kind of felt the door close behind me and felt that I knew where I was going and what I was going to do and felt more confident in moving in that direction.
Excellent. That is another factor, that when you do recognize what you're doing or what you are paying attention to, you will also very quickly move into a recognition of your individual empowerment. You will very quickly validate yourself. The initial feelings may be intense and extreme, but I would express that when you generate a recognition of what you are actually doing, what those statements are in relation to what you are actually doing, it will likely be followed very quickly by a calm, a knowing, a centeredness, a validation, which is all empowering.
And I feel that now. It was, somebody had posted on the page a session by Marcos, and you had said in there, when you set a probability and you know that and you trust that it's already been accomplished, you can relax in that knowing and then explore other probabilities that you're not going to come to fruition in this reality. And I feel that's what I've been doing. I went to an event over the weekend and took pictures and came back and posted them, and I could feel that I was looking for the person to validate that I did a good job. But I thought, well, if I was at the campground and posting about my own event, I'd be looking to share that with everybody, not for recognition that I did a good job.
Correct.
So I was looking at it as more of like a journalistic type. And maybe I was tuning into like another probability where I was a journalist reporting on events and taking pictures. And so I've been been living like as I was at the campground, well, what are you doing every morning?
Excellent.
So I started a blog, and I do a blog post, and I've been working on my art. And so I feel that I'm moving strongly in that direction, and I'm excited about it. But, you know, it's still challenging because I'm not seeing anything yet. But I feel good about it.
This is another factor. Now, remember what I have expressed to you and we have discussed in relation to setting an intention. Precisely what you began with in your example. When you set an intention, as we have discussed, it is already done. It is a matter of choice how you move towards it to claim it. You can either move directly towards it and claim it, or you can move through a labyrinth and eventually claim it. You will eventually create what that intention is. It is more a matter of time and distracting experiences, and whether you include those or whether you move directly towards the intention and claim it. Now, moving directly towards an intention does not necessarily mean you set an intention and within a day or within a week you manifest that.
You know, but I feel that losing my job was part of moving towards
most
claiming
definitely.
It in the most beneficial manner.
Most definitely, I agree. Now, in this, I have expressed many times, once you set an intention, it's not necessary to concentrate upon that any longer and not to concentrate upon the outcome, but to engage the process. What does that mean? Engaging the process is being aware that all that you are doing in every other manner is in harmony with that intention, that you are not opposing the intention or you are not fighting with the intention in all the other actions that you engage within your everyday activities, which what you have expressed is an excellent example of moving in that harmony with the intention.
So I think I've been doing great at that.
I would agree. I would agree.
And it's challenging, but it's a lot more, it feels a lot more natural now than it would have.
And much more satisfying.
Yeah.
And another factor in this is that individuals automatically think or even express, this is very complicated. How will I know if I am in harmony with my intention in all that I am doing, and it requires so much effort and so much paying attention and so much thinking? No, it does not. In actuality, it is relatively easy, for you will signal yourself automatically when you are not in harmony with your intention. You will generate those signals of being frustrated, restless, uncomfortable. You will feel uncomfortable.
But you can also generate them in knowing that you're moving in the right direction. Like I equated it with my art. If I'm looking for the next pattern, I'll look at the patterns and one will stand out. And I can apply this to this too. If I'm wondering if something's the right way to go, if it doesn't really just stand out and identify itself, then probably not. It's probably more thinking than what I should follow.
Yes.
So you can, you know, do it in both ways.
Yes. Yes. But you will know
right.
If you are not moving in harmony. Right. It is not hidden from you.
Right.
And it is not difficult to identify. What is challenging is when you are moving in those directions of opposing or fighting with the intention, is in some capacities identifying what the fight is.
Right.
For that aspect can be confusing. For you automatically will, in some capacities, be moving in directions that may not be in harmony with the intention. For just as we discuss, when you set an intention, it is important that you are engaging the process and aware that you are moving in harmony with that intention. You do that automatically in the familiar directions also. Before you set an intention, you were moving in a direction. When you set a new intention, you change that direction. But all of the actions that you do are all interconnected, even if surfacely they do not appear to be so. Therefore, when you set a new intention, you may be aware of some actions and activities that you will be engaging that are in harmony with the new intention. But it's very likely that there will also be other actions that are very familiar to you that you will continue to express that are more in keeping with the old familiar direction. Therefore, that can become confusing at times. But your greatest indicator is paying attention to your feelings. That indicates to you that you are not in harmony. Then it is a matter of evaluating, what am I doing? Which aspects of activities that I am engaging, or what I am generating inwardly, or my energy, is being directed in a familiar manner that is not necessarily in harmony with the new direction. That may be somewhat challenging initially, but I would express, for the most part, you individually are accomplishing quite well. You are aware of what you are doing. You are paying attention in relation to what you are generating energetically. Therefore, for the most part, your energy and your attention are beginning to move in the same direction, in the same expression, which is excellent. Now, this is not to say that you may not present yourself with an occasional glitch, such as you did in the recognition of attempting to create certain types of relationships as substitutes, but you recognize that very quickly.
Well, and I was working on what we talked about last time, building my confidence and acknowledging that I had a team in the state to find, you know, to recreate the deposit that I got in December. And I've been picturing him. I made a game at it. I've been picturing him as little men dressed in black with black glasses and hats and chomping along and through the pass to find the money. And I it wasn't created in February, so I wanted to see, is there something else I need to tweak, or is my team still just working on it, chomping away?
Yes. And I would express very similarly to what I expressed previously in this conversation, that engaging a new direction may not always materialize that outcome immediately, but it will eventually. And in that, it also is a matter of allowing and catching yourself when you are concentrating upon the outcome.
Well, I don't believe I've been pushing it or
It is not necessarily even a matter of pushing, but catching yourself when you slip into the direction of paying attention to the outcome. For that is not necessarily pushing, but it does create additional time.
Well, as far as imagining it showing up in my account, what do you mean by paying attention to the outcome? I mean, because last time you said I wasn't paying enough attention on it, I didn't draw it to me. So,
in relation to creating the team and involving yourself, but not necessarily concentrating upon the outcome, such as money in your account. There's a difference.
Well, I mean, you know, my goal, my main goal was to, I was trying to stay at Fast Friends long enough to refinance my house, which would have helped a great deal. And so I don't have that now, which may just mean that it wouldn't be the most beneficial thing and I'm going to end up selling it. So I'm not trying to get too caught up, but, you know, now if I could move into creating having that amount into my account each month, I would be fine. So I know it's a delicate line to walk. So am I moving closer to it or further away from it?
Not further away. I'm merely offering to you that caution not to.
So what would be the next step in drawing it back to me?
Continuing what you are doing without visualizing money in your account.
Okay, so like not even checking?
No.
But I can play the game better.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, over time, superstitions come up, and one is if your hand itches, the palm of your hand, money's coming towards you, and one was if the bottom of your foot itches, that you'll be traveling. And I'm wondering if I've turned those more into signals for myself, because my hands have been itching.
And you can use them as fun focal points.
Okay, so I have
superstitions in actuality can be very instrumental and very powerful.
So was I offering a validation to myself that the money is coming and
yes.
I may be traveling somewhere that I don't know about too?
It is entirely possible.
So, would you say that with everything I've gone through in the last couple of weeks, I feel that a lot of changes and I feel stronger in a lot of ways, would you say that the probability of my campground has gotten closer or has gotten more stronger?
Yes.
Okay. That's good news. Do you have any other Any other advice or suggestions?
My suggestion is that you continue in the direction that you are. You are accomplishing well already. And maintain that.
Okay. I've been watching TV in my room lately and the sound just goes out. Is that Patel playing around?
Yes.
That's what I figured. So I do feel that I've been really paying attention to feelings, and if something's bothering me, asking what it's in association with and working on discovering that. And I think I've been doing a good job in that area as well.
Excellent.
And I started selling some of my little greyhounds.
Congratulations.
And offering marketing consultation, and I actually picked up a client in Illinois, so I figured that was along the expansion idea.
Excellent. Yes, I would agree.
And I have a campground seminar, and I was even thinking, you know, I've been watching a lot of shows on traveling abroad and internationally, and I'm not really tied to this area either. So I don't know, I guess I've just been exploring different things, playing with them, but
not... Congratulations. Yeah. This is precisely what we were discussing previously. This is the direction, allowing yourself to expand and to be open and to allow for any direction and the unexpected. You are correct. You're not tied to one area or one location. And the more you allow yourself to expand and the more you explore, the more you engage the direction and the more you are directly walking towards claiming.
And I've been picturing walking towards the campground, letting the dogs loose and run around in there once we cross the threshold and everything.
Excellent. I'm tremendously congratulating of you in this moment.
Thank you.
You are accomplishing quite well.
Yeah, the things that I found, the other session that really stood out was where you were saying that the objective energy or imagery that you create really doesn't matter. It's about the perception, what you perceive is going on.
Precisely. That is another aspect that will be a significant factor of this wave, which also involves what you pay attention to. And this particular wave, in some manners, is somewhat tied to a previous wave of duplicity. You are not addressing to duplicity, but in addressing to attention, it involves what you pay attention to and the judgments that are generated in relation to that.
Within yourself.
Yes. And how affecting that is in relation to what you actually create. And also judgments in relation to outside imagery. And therefore allowing that to be affecting in many capacities. When you are paying attention to outside imagery and you generate judgments of good and bad in relation to some imageries, in many, if not most, capacities, that also creates another aspect of a labyrinth, another turn, rather than the direct route to your intention. But even when you generate a judgment in relation to outside imagery of good, that is not always necessarily liberating, for the assessment of the good limits you. If you are assessing a direction or an expression of imagery to be good, you are not inclined to seek farther. This is good. Therefore, it is not motivating to move beyond. In a manner of speaking, the assessment of bad in many situations, at the very least, can be motivating. But in that, there are times it is not either. The point is that it is not the elimination of that belief system of duplicity, but moving it into a different capacity. Not that you will not generate your ideas of what is good and bad, or what you like or dislike, or what you prefer or do not prefer. But more so that those types of judgments are moving in a direction of genuinely being relaxed, not merely in words, but that they are genuinely being relaxed. And what becomes more important is, regardless of what the imagery or the actions or the direction is, is it in harmony with me energetically? Is this what I am generating inwardly? Is this what I want? Is this benefit to me? Which you are beginning to view, even in your own situation in relation to the job. You can perceive that as, this is bad. And you can reinforce that and offer yourself countless reasons why it is bad to justify it. Or you can pay attention to that imagery in relation to what you are doing energetically. Is this actually bad? Does this move in harmony with what I want? What am I doing? What is this expression? And in actuality, surfacely, one expression may seem bad, but it may not be, for it may be precisely moving you in the direction that you want.
Which is happening even with not being able to refinance my house. Interesting that there's something even better that's more directly what I'm looking for.
That may be an extra step that is not necessary.
Right, that was kind of what I was feeling. So, you know, with all of this being human, you know, pride gets in the way too, and you know, just me not being there anymore, I think that, you know, of course I want them to miss me and wish they'd never let me go. So, you know, I don't know, is it, I don't want to say it's bad to think that way. I know
no.
It's not necessarily the best use of energy, but, you know, I guess I just like to know that
it is important for you to acknowledge it.
Right.
For it is information and it is valuable.
And I know they'll go on.
But the point is evaluating why is that important. Once again, the significance of attention.
And wanting to be witnessed. And
but not only wanting to be witnessed, wanting to be witnessed in a specific manner.
Mm-hmm. That I made a contribution.
That you generated a contribution, but that the contribution was from you.
Right.
Not that there was a contribution.
Right, but what I did for them.
Correct. But you are already beginning to see a part of what motivates that. I want to be acknowledged, to fill that gap that was not acknowledged by this other individual. Therefore, I choose other individuals to replace and substitute to fill that gap that was not expressed by this one individual. Therefore, there is valuable information in that, and it is important. I cannot emphasize this strongly enough. It is important for you to acknowledge those feelings, that feeling of neglect, that feeling of non-recognition or not being valued or not being important. It is important for you to acknowledge those feelings and to acknowledge those messages. For if they are not acknowledged and recognized, you reinforce them. And you continue to move in the direction of attempting to fill that. It remains a hole where there is no hole.
Well, and I have acknowledged it, but it still feels like there's a hole.
Correct. That wound does not instantaneously heal. It heals through actions of healings. The more you present acknowledgement to yourself, the more you draw to yourself the reflections of acknowledgement and value, the more you heal that wound. But you cannot draw that to you if your attention is in a different direction, attempting to filling up.
Right, but I have been drawing positive.
Yes.
And, you know, you say that there's only reflection and projection. So, my feeling is that she let me go because she felt so threatened that more and more people were wanting to go through me and that I was doing more of what she considered. So, was she just reflecting that I felt threatened? Or?
No. Are you inquiring what she was reflecting to herself?
No.
What to you me, were reflecting.
Yeah.
What you were reflecting to you.
Yeah. Through her.
What
she was reflecting to me.
Being the reflector.
Yes.
What she was reflecting to you was value. Then you are more valuable than what was being allowed.
That she felt that and had to get rid of it because she wasn't going to agree with that because of her own issues.
Yes.
Do you think other people saw that?
Yes.
So I guess it's so confusing because just like with my mother, she had friends, but when I look at the friends that Sharon had, I didn't get along with any of them either. So I felt like she had a very select circle of people that were...
But why would you get along with them in your terms?
Right, well, that's what I realized.
If individuals generate relationships of friendships in any capacity, you generate friendships that express in a similar reflection to yourself. You not create friendships with individuals that are extremely different from yourself or expressing in a very different manner from yourself. You generate friendships with individuals that you share commonalities with. You may incorporate some differences, but in creating friendships, there is a commonality.
Right, we have nothing in common. I guess.
Therefore, if you are engaging with her friends, where is the commonality? With her. And if you are not generating an ease with her, you would not be generating an ease with her friends either.
Right, which it's just, you know, it just felt like so much of the time we did get along, and then she'd just come up with some bizarre thing, and then we didn't all of a sudden. And it was just something that I could just never understand.
No. What I would express to you is that she, to an extent, served a role with you, and therefore at times in your terms and in your perception it seemed that in your words you got along, or that you may have even generated a perception at times of being close, of being connected, of being in the same direction. Let me express to you, my friend. That served its purpose.
At the time.
Yes, for you placed her in a role. And therefore, at times you saw her in the role and accepted that. At times, it was too uncomfortable to be accepting of that role, and you pull away.
And that, but that's what you said, that's what she was doing, and she had issues that she wasn't willing to face.
Most definitely so.
So the question is, was I still reflecting? So I was reflecting that I have issues that I'm not willing to face?
No.
No.
I would express that you were reflecting to you aspects, as you are aware, of the association. Not necessarily entirely an issue, but the association.
Of my mother.
Yes. And that is the reason you placed this individual in that role.
Right.
But I would not designate that as an issue. Not at this point.
Well, and I don't think I need to do that anymore. I see it clearly now for what it was, and I think I'm done with that for a while. It helped. It was a session, another session that was posted, where you talked about there's just going to be people that you're not going to get along with.
That is also very correct.
And I just keep trying to make it so. And it's, so would you say that my mother was just one of those people that I was just not going to get along with regardless?
Yes.
Do we have a lot of other focuses together?
Yes.
Always in like an adversarial?
No. No, definitely not.
So I guess in the end what I want to know is that, or what I guess what I want to know is that more people than not feel that it was a bad thing that she let me go.
I would express that perhaps not quite that black and white, but that there are more individuals that disagree with her decision or her choice.
I guess I just feel like she's over there making me out to be the bad guy, and I just don't believe that.
And this is a part of what you are addressing to. What does it matter?
Right.
This is the part of you moving more in that direction of expressing your value to you within you, not pulling it from outside.
Right. Very hard to do.
I am aware. It is challenging. It is unfamiliar. And it is not what you are taught.
Right.
But that is being more genuinely you. And that is the direction of your freedom. That is not dependent upon other individuals or outside sources, that your freedom is expressed by you. Your empowerment is expressed by you, regardless of outside sources. And in this, I would express, I understand the distress in the idea of what the other individual is expressing and doing. And I acknowledge you in that. But genuinely, it matters not. She can express in whatever manner she chooses and will. And will.
Right.
It incorporates no bearing upon who you are, what you do, and your value, or your worth, or your importance.
So, did I end up pushing the whole place away altogether? Because my goal was to kind of incorporate it with the campground. And I know they're not the only Greyhound rescue, and I don't need them.
Correct.
But did I push them all the way away because it wouldn't have been the most beneficial way for me to go?
Let me express to you, and you can evaluate this. Would it be your optimum benefit to incorporate an organization that would ongoingly create conflict and drama?
Yeah. And I just, you know, after she decided not to, they just basically walked away from an easy $10,000 donation from that gaming room, I just lost the rest of the respect I have for them. It's just like, it's their hobby. And as long as they have that one person providing all the money to support their hobby, you know, I didn't have any interest in raising money for them. Because it just didn't seem like it was appreciated or needed.
I would express to you, you are moving in a direction and implementing it in action of expressing the ability to genuinely express your own value and importance and believe it. And in that, you have already begun, but you will generate it more and more, creating reflections of that importance and value, and generating changes that are very significant. When you and I were initially engaged in conversations, you expressed absolutely that it was entirely natural for you to be creating drama. I would express to you now, in that time framework, it was natural for you, for you were very familiar with it. But you can see now, it's not necessarily your natural flow. And in that, there is a tremendous value in your natural expression of evenness.
And balance.
And that is a important, and you are important.
Thank you. There's a campground right next to that one where they were saying at the show that I should contact them because they have a lot of money and they might be interested.
And utilize all of your avenues.
I was just waiting for my energy to be in a better space, which I feel it is now.
Excellent.
Okay.
I'm tremendously encouraging you, as always, to use all of your resources and engage all of your avenues.
I mean, timing's an important thing about that, too.
Yes.
And, you know, right after I lost my job, it would have been the most beneficial time to contact them.
I am understanding. Okay. But I would express that you are much more centered presently.
Yeah.
And acknowledging your value much more now.
So the excitement that I'm feeling is this validation of what's coming.
Yes.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right, well, that's it for today.
I shall be anticipating our next meeting, my friend.
It'll be a whirlwind year.
Tremendous. An opening for tremendous accomplishments.
Yes.
Until our next meeting, in tremendous affection and wondrous lovingness to you, my friend, as always.
Okay.